From Zero to Millionaire, a simple, effective, and stress-free way to invest in the stock market. Written by Nicholas Berube. Narrated by Michael Johnson. Preface. "You don't seem to give much thought to the matter in hand," I said at last, interrupting Holmes. "No data yet," he answered. "It is a capital mistake to theorize before you have all the evidence. It biases the judgment. Arthur Conan Doyle, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes." "I'm not an investor. People always tell me you should have your money working for you. I've decided I'll do the work. I'm going to let the money relax." Jerry Seinfeld, comedian. "The pile of books cluttering my bedside table threatened to collapse on my head overnight, but my mind was elsewhere. I was about to get rich. I was 33 years old and living in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles, a bohemian chic neighborhood of the West Coast megalopolis. I was convinced that the stock market was about to crash. The year was 2010 and the U.S. economy was in freefall. We were experiencing the greatest financial crisis since the Great Depression of the 1930s. On Wall Street, hundreds of employees of major banks and investment firms had recently emerged from their office towers, staring blankly, cardboard boxes under their arms. In my neighborhood, dozens of empty commercial spaces were for sale or rent. The decline of America was palpable. It seemed endless. After falling violently, the U.S. stock market had rebounded by a whopping 60% in just a few months. Many observers believed that this rally was meaningless, that a new and deeper correction was imminent. I was one of them. I had just finished reading several books about the financial crisis, including The Big Short by Michael Lewis and The Greatest Trade Ever by Gregory Zuckerman, which told the story of how astute investors predicted the bursting of the U.S. housing bubble and positioned themselves to profit. I was fascinated by the story of these stubborn people who endured the ridicule of their peers in the good years and then became wise visionaries when the market crashed. This time, I decided, the visionary would be me. I had just made a $10,000 profit on the resale of an apartment in Montreal. I decided to invest this amount in a simple idea that Wall Street would collapse. To place my bet, I bought put options, which are financial products that increase in value if the price of the stock to which they are linked falls. I had to open a brokerage account that allowed me...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?